Hello.
Hi, this is Ariana returning the call back from customer support. How may I assist you today?
You returning the call for what?
Customer support. I'm returning your call back from customer support.
For what company? Hello?
Yes, sir. We deal with a lot of different companies, sir. We're just a third-party vendor, as well as we have a factory discount direct store where they send you a voucher to your email based on a purchase you may have made. If you can provide me with a zip code, I can better assist you.
Okay. The only thing I want to call about today was I had a charge on my debit card for $67.32 on my Cottrell card from the same company.
Sir,
I ordered a backpack from. It was like free, except for shipping and handling, for $7.95. And the same company charged me $67, you know, which I'm working class. That's like over the half my money I had on my card. So are you calling about that? Do you know why you're calling me?
I'm not sure. So you can provide that zip code. I can better try looking into your account.
Looking into my account?
Yes, sir.
Why would you want to look into my account? Why don't you know why you're calling me?
Yes, sir.
You got to tell me what company you're calling about. You know, I can't look at my account number when I just go through a morning of money missing from my account.
Yes, sir, and I understand that, and I understand that you're offering me an account number, but I don't have an account to access to even verify the account number, sir, but I can look you up by your zip code. Again, this is customer support giving you a return
call. Okay, you should have told me that from the get-go, 97203.
I did, sir.
Okay.
So I have 97203, is that correct?
Yes. Do you know my name?
No, sir, I don't. Who do I have a pleasure of speaking with?
Scott. My name's Scott. Who are you calling for? Why are you calling me? Are you calling to get information from me, or are you calling to help me with the information you should already have in front of you? I got money ripped off of my debit card, you know, and I could have been calling about that, waiting for a call back. And you're giving me zero information. So all I know is, for all I know, you're the enemy. You're out to scam me much more.
Yes, sir.
You're not telling me nothing.
Yes, sir. And I understand you may feel that way, but as well, I had let you know when I first answered the call that this is customer support returning your call back that you may have placed earlier or yesterday. I'm not sure when you do it, so you just put your card in a call back. Well, I am trying to access an account, but I can't access an account because it don't give us your name when you first call. The only thing we have is
okay.
Your phone number. So you could be calling about a purchase or anything, sir,
okay.
As well. So you can verify
all right.
The address I have on file. I can look in your account.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and give you that information because there's no money left in it anyways. So it's a Cottrell card, right?
I'm not sure, but I'm not. It just say I don't know what you use.
What are you calling for? Not being an asshole. You're just not being very specific about anything. When I called a number earlier, and you know, usually if someone calls you back, they have some information for you. I'll give you my number. Okay, 496-8400-0050-4764. And I'm working class. I'm a carpenter. It's a part-time job. This money that's missing on my card is fucking my Thanksgiving. So I don't know who you are. Tough for you to help me out. I don't mean to be an asshole to you. You're just not coming clear to me. You know, usually someone calls you back, they know who you're calling back on.
Yes, sir.
So tell me. I gave you those numbers. What else do you need from me?
I just needed you to verify. I don't know what number you gave me, sir, because I just needed you to verify your address that I had on file. I was calling because your number was in a callback, as I stated before, and I was returning
okay.
The calls to see how can I access your account as far as helping you with your account, but you're not providing me with anything, so you keep saying I'm trying to scam you, and I'm not sure what you purchased to say
okay.
That I
what do you want? What do you want me? What do you want me to tell
to
you?
To verify your shipping address.
Oh, okay. I can do that for you. 9235 North Ivanhoe, Portland, Oregon. 972-03.
And that's the address I have on file. You give me 1 second to verify your access in order to verify your account in order to look at it, sir, because I have to verify your account to make sure that it's you, so I'm not giving out nobody else information if that's fine with you, okay?
Okay, cool. I'm sorry. It's probably the wrong time. And is this for, like, the backpack thing I ordered,
sir,
on the internet?
I see where you ordered the technical bag.
Yeah, but that's the problem right there. That bag was free. All I had to do was pay for shipping and handling. That's what happened. And you guys charged me $62 on top of that today. So, I don't want the bag. I want all my money back. That's this year just told me that from the beginning, because that's just causing problems, because it's messing up my Thanksgiving. I don't have much money. I want to cancel the shipment of the bag. I want to cancel the, because it said all I had to do was pay for shipping and handling. There was no cost for the bag, okay? And I'm not giving you a hard time, because I know you're just working yourself. And I'm sorry, I actually had to call out sick for work today to handle all this, because I had to make sure I had that money. So I want to cancel the shipping and handling. I want to cancel the price of the bag. I want nothing from you guys. Can you do that for me?
Okay, give me 1 second.
I thank you. I'm not being mean to you. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to be a matter of fact, because I was supposed to go to work at a part-time job today, make $100, and I was just, like, completely freaked out because I woke up and, like, my balance on my card, and there was nothing left in it hardly. You know, so I'm missing a day's work because of a bag I didn't really need. I just had a few drinks and ordered it. Because shipping and handling $8 a backpack. And if my backpack got ripped off, so I'm going to cancel the whole thing. I want my money back on my card. And I can't believe it. And it's not your fault. Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I'm just in the process of trying to cancel your account. Okay.
Yeah. Hey. And I'm sorry if I was aggressive towards you at all. I just didn't call my boss because of my card. I called. Whatever, I made my phone calls, called the Cottrell card company and all that. So I just went through all that and haven't eaten anything and too much coffee. And it's like, I don't make much money. I'm just a carpenter, man. So I really apologize. You walk in the same army, I'll walk in.
Give me 1 second, sir, so I can provide you with a cancellation number, okay?
Awesome. I appreciate you. Sorry for bad.
Okay, sir, let me know you're ready for the cancellation number.
Yeah, I'm going to write down right now.
Okay, it's going to be C as in call.
Hold on 1 second. Okay, go ahead.
It's going to be C as in call. It's going to be
262.
262. 722.
722.
448. If you would like to read it back, sir, you're more than welcome to read it back as well.
Oh, is it 4048? It's the last four digits?
Yes, sir.
C-262-702-4048.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, so when will I, and it's really weird because it's all I had to pay was shipping and handling, which was $7.95, and I was like, that's cool for a backpack. And then I got the charge for like whatever $50-$60. And that it was weird because that happens like days afterwards. So when will I get that money back on my card?
Give me 1 second, sir, to look into this, okay?
I appreciate it. You don't have to call me, sir.
with the technical bag, I don't know how it popped up. Most of the time, it'll pop up as an ad, or it'll pop up as a, it could just be you just was online one day and came across it. I don't know exactly how you came across the ordering the backpack, because we're not the company itself. And I try to express that to the customers a lot, that we're not the company. We're is the customer support. And we have to go off what they put on their website. So based off their website that we receive and their terms and conditions, they do let you know that they will bill you the full retail price of the bag, which is $67.32. It was a free trial welcoming gift to a monthly subscription that have not been billed to you yet and will never get billed to you due to you canceling your account out before they do their monthly billing for that. So you would never see that amount. With the $67.32 is the full retail price of that bag. Now, with the refund, since it is stated in their terms and conditions, what I'm allowed to do is give you a courtesy refund of 35% of that back of the $62.72, which is $23.56 that I can give back to the car ending in $47.64. within 3 to 5 business days, but when you enter your card information, you was illegally agreeing to their terms and conditions, whether you read them or not, whether you seen them at the very, very bottom of the screen in the fine print. It's going to be located in on the very, very bottom of the page. It's going to say privacy, policy, and terms and conditions.
Right on. Yeah, you told me what I needed to hear. Man, that's terrible. You know, I have a few drinks, I see a backpack thing, and do a survey, and I'm like, okay, I'll do that, $7.95, you know, whatever. I've never done anything like that before.
Yes, sir.
I take the loss, and I see where I'm at. But I also got, okay, well, I appreciate your time.
Give me 1 second, sir, so I can process that 35% refund, okay?
35% refund. Okay. God damn. Bastards.
Yes, sir, and I understand that. Today, I can only advise you as a regular person in life and as a customer support representative is to say from now on, sir, if the terms and conditions are not clear or you do not see them at the top or the bottom of the page or you do not read them, I advise you to, at this day forward, to read them because that's how a lot of people overlook them and then they're wondering why they're getting charged.
I get you on that. Now I know. And I'm not young. I should know better.
Hey, sir. Give me 1 second, okay? Now that refund has been processed to your account, you should see it within those days, sir. Now, again, I'm so sorry about that. I hope you still continue to have a great holiday and be blessed on it. Anything else I can help you with?
No, I think, sister, I really do. I'm sorry I was blunt or a little brutal with you when I first talked to you. I just was kind of like, you know, sitting in my house like, what is going on? Why is this happening before the holidays? You know, so but I can't believe they're not giving me all my money back. That's not cool. I'll just have to take it as a loss.
Yes, sir. And again, I'm sorry about that. And I thank you for calling customer support. Your account has been canceled out. Anything else I can help you with?
I'll do one last question. What was the amount of days I'll get my money back?
I'm sorry? It should be 3 to 5, depending on your bank, 7 days at the most. But most of the time, the refunds, they normally come back within the next day or 2 days prior. I always just inform all of my customers that 3 to 5 business days. So sometimes you might get it. Most of the time, you get it before then. It just depends on when your bank pushes it through. And I don't know what kind of card you're taking off of. So I don't know how recent that you would get that. Because you just say Visa on all y'all cards. It don't give us if it's a credit or a debit card or a rush card. So it just depends on what kind of card you have.
Okay, cool. And where are you from, by the way?
Where I'm from or where I'm located.
Where are you from?
I'm from Illinois, but I don't live in Illinois
anymore. Okay, I just wanted to I had friends up in Decatur, Illinois. And I'm from Atlanta, and I was like, I was trying to figure out your voice. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm out west now. So whenever I hear a voice, like, well, that's not a western voice. It's awesome. All right.
A southern voice now, so sometimes it just depends on who I'm talking to. Sometimes it'll be my northern voice, and sometimes people get that country accent. So I be trying to bear with – I be telling customers to bear with me all the time because sometimes it'll switch up.
That's awesome because I'm from Atlanta, you know, and I was raised in the South since I was 5. I don't have much of a Southern accent, but if I get around my friends that have a Southern accent, I get a Southern accent. All right. I appreciate your time. Sorry if I was mean to you.
You're okay, sir. I understand. I was making all these calls.
their money, yeah. But I was making all these calls right when you called me. I was like, who's this? All right. Thank you.
No problem,
you have
sir.
You have a blessed Thanksgiving, darling.
You as well. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay.